This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Until February this year, Lisa Jackson was the head of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. As of a speech by Apple CEO Tim Cook last night, Jackson's going to be running environmental affairs at that company, reporting directly to Mr. Cook. Hiring a DC insider like Jackson isn't Apple's usual thing. It famously snubbed Washington for years under Steve Jobs. But Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports from the sustainability desk. Apple and some other high-tech companies are getting a closer look right now.
Lisa Jackson's not the first environmental regulator to end up working for the regulated, but this is the first time a former EPA head has been hired by a high-tech giant. Yes, even cool tech companies pollute too, and they're coming under increasing scrutiny for it.
Any company that gets as much market share as Apple does and has such an extended manufacturing trail or network is going to have environmental issues.
William Riley led the EPA under Bush 41.
When a company hires somebody like Lisa Jackson, they are very conscious of their public reputation and the fact that she will add luster to the brand. There's no question. And she also does know the game. She does know regulation and she does know policy.
But that doesn't mean this high-profile hire is greenwashing, Riley says. Yes, Jackson will help Apple navigate those pesky regulators in Washington. But even Greenpeace today called her hiring a bold corporate move.
She's not going to come to Apple to maintain the status quo, so we're actually hopeful this will be a sign of new environmental commitment by Apple.
Greenpeace's Gary Cook says high-tech's biggest environmental problem is dirty energy. Apple has promised to fuel its growing network of data servers on solar, wind, and other renewables instead of fossil fuels. But Greenpeace also wants Apple to use its market muscle to force utilities to sell more renewable power, sort of like when Walmart demands its suppliers offer things like sustainable fish or recyclable packaging.
They have been very disruptive in other economic sectors, and we actually need some positive disruption in the energy sector.
And Cook hopes Jackson will be a positive disruptor in Silicon Valley. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.